I've got a different learning style to a lot of people. Some people like to specialize and have a an absolute 100% deep, in-depth knowledge about, like, one subject, maybe right. two.
Right.
I like to have a little bit of knowledge about as many subjects as I can possibly fit into my head, basically. Cool. So cool. I know a little bit about everything sort of thing.
Right, right.
But not a lot about anything.
But I think it's important to have everyone have their own learning style. And this is what I know you struggled with school. I had my two older children struggled horribly with school. They got thrown out of every class and daycare they were ever in.
I got suspended 17 times from high school.
I think they've got you beat. But, you know, they turned out to be the most awesome kids because they think out of the box. They're creative. They're both musically gifted. They're very, very bright. You know, actually, I should
say... Can we save our children from school? You know? I mean, look at this. Raise your hand. Like, just think about this psychically, mentally thinking. How many people actually really enjoyed their time at school? Okay? Just virtually nobody. Only the people who had everything always handed to them for their entire life on a silver frickin' spoon enjoyed it because they wound up going on to rule your country or a major CEO of a corporation or something like that and snorting cocaine in the men's room at Studio 54.
Exactly. Man, that's the truth. Here's where they get you, though. The catch-22 is that when I was raising my three kids, I was a single mom. And I had to work my butt off to be able to pay bills. Had I had the ability, I would have homeschooled them. But it's not possible to do that when you have to work to survive. So it's like a catch-22. You know, I would have loved nothing better than to be able to teach them at home. But, you know, it's just a real, real tough situation because I really think that school... Totally
I was thinking about a compromise.
Destroys creativity. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I think you're right. It kind of destroys creativity or it sculpts it in a way that's abnormal. But what if you compromise? Let's say theoretically, you have a child of a truther baby, and you raise that child at all times to know what the heck is going on.
Right.
So when they go to school, you'll be telling them things like, now, son, there's going to be a couple of logical fallacies you're going to have to watch out for. One is appeal to authority. I'm correct because I'm in the authority position. That's fallacious. It comes from the Latin, meaning to lie, okay?
So if somebody
says that to you, son, you know that that person's a liar and you can't trust a single word that comes out of their mouth. And the kid will come home and go like, Dad! I just realized I can't trust any of the teachers and can't trust about 98% of the students. Okay. Well,
can't
now you've identified. So now what you've done, son, is that you have identified the 2% of the students that you actually want to be friends with.
Oh, man. Right. Right.
Right. Let's talk about tactics here. You can't raise your children out of the system because the system has got you in its frickin' noose. You can't raise your kids yourself. Right. So you have to employ various education techniques, which don't take a long time to teach, so that the child can actually be in that learning disabling environment and still know how to figure things out and work things out for themselves and operate independently without dependence on that system, because it's only once you get an instilled feeling of dependence on a system that you think that the system needs that you need the system.
You need the system, right.
It's what the other way around. The system needs you to believe it.
Yes, definitely. Well, what better way than to be an example like you? Let's say someday you get married and you have kids or whatever. What better way than be the example? That, you know, here you are doing this, doing what you love to do. You're living from your heart. You've got meaning in your life. You've got a purpose. What better way to teach your children than that way? You know, but the key is being aware, even having the knowledge.
Well, it can't be hands off. You can't just be an example. You actually have to be guide and sculpt and shape in a proper direction. And I think ultimately the goal of a parent, I think, should be to teach the child to teach themselves how to be an adult and to take personal responsibility.
Right. You're talking about teaching them critical thinking.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I do agree. I'm on the same page with you there. It does have to be hands-on.
Also hope, personal power, belief. The power of just believing that you can get something done will often be the difference between somebody who gives up on life and somebody who succeeds at it.
Oh, man, you said a mouthful there. That's a fact. That's a fact.